Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money is money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, the college football playoff is set. We are going to give you our bets, our early bets and thoughts on all the games coming up in round number one. We're going to give you our pick on who is going to win the national championship this year in college football. And I'm going to tell everybody why Notre Dame currently resembles a lovesick teenager that can't log off social media. College football coming your way next hour here on You Better You Bet. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show. It's going to be all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. We will hit you with a little NBA. All the good college basketball games are tomorrow. And there are some good college basketball games tomorrow. Not really so much today, so maybe we can scrounge something up for you. Maybe Frozen Femi has laced up the skates and is hitting the ice. I haven't, just being honest with everybody. But we will give you a thorough accounting of Chargers-Eagles tonight, Monday Night Football, in Los Angeles. We will hit you with thoughts on the side. We will hit you with thoughts on the total. We will hit you with props. Omarion Hampton, this announced literally moments ago. Chargers rookie running back Omarion Hampton, activated off injured reserve. He will play tonight for the Chargers against the Eagles. So that broke moments ago. Not a huge surprise, but the move that had to be made has been made. Omarion Hampton activated off injured reserve for the Los Angeles Chargers. And we are expecting Justin Herbert to play tonight for the Chargers. With that fractured left hand, had surgery 1 week ago today. He is listed in all the prop markets. The betting market for the game certainly indicates that it's not going to be Trey Lance. So we will bring that to you when we get it official that Justin Herbert is going to play. But that is like the clear assumption right now is that Justin Herbert is going to go tonight for LA. The Chargers did not elevate a quarterback from their practice squad per NFL media insider Ian Rappaport. So we will discuss the Eagles and the Chargers in full detail, where there will be more Eagles fans than Chargers fans tonight in Los Angeles, almost certainly. So our side thoughts, our total thoughts, our props, Femi Zeilen first touchdown scorers, and today's social question, what is your best bet? You, the listener, you, the viewer, your best bet for the Eagles and the Chargers? You can type it in the YouTube chat. You can type it in the Twitch chat. You can tweet me at the Costos. You can tweet Femi at Femi Abebefe. You can tweet us at You Better You Bet. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses poorly later in the show, and Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. We know you're betting the game. What is your best bet? Let us know. We'll talk about them at the end of the show here on this Monday. And we officially now begin Magnificent Football Monday. And we begin with Sunday Night Football, as the Houston Texans beat the Kansas City Chiefs. The once mighty Kansas City Chiefs. My Kansas City Chiefs by the score of 20-10. Kansas City, after the loss last night, is now 6-7. I had so many people tweeting me the stupid meme. I'm like, I don't dislike it, because like it's just the people having fun, the 6-7 thing. Just like when is enough enough? Like when can we, as a society, when can we move on to something else? I'm being serious. I'm not saying I dislike it. I'm a big proponent of if you like something, God bless you. As long as it's not like, you know, like murder or like sexual assault or like racism or something that's inherently bad or evil. As long as you like something, who the hell cares? Like maybe you think Friends is the greatest sitcom ever, which would be a take that outs you as a raving total lunatic moron. Perhaps that's your thought, but you know what? You can have that opinion. It's okay. Just can we move on? We got Jonathan Vilma saying it every 10 seconds in the Fox booth. Like, everyone's doing these veiled references to this. Can we just move on, please? And I'm not saying people can't enjoy it. Just like, can we? Is there something else on the horizon we can look forward to? You know, whatever happened, everyone's talking about 6-7. Here's what I want to know. Whatever happened to 6-9?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Answer. Oh man, I got a great punchline here. I don't know if I should say it. It involves the wedding ring I have on my finger. So I'm just gonna move on. But let me tell you, I got a great punchline for this year. We're just gonna leave that alone. The Chiefs are 6-7. And you look, I just gotta tell you, man, we'll leave that one alone. The Kansas City Chiefs are, it's a good line. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6-7. So are the Miami Dolphins. I mean, God almighty. You had told me, think about what I was saying about the Dolphins before the year. Hey, you know why? Hey, Nick, heading into week 15 in the NFL, your Super Bowl pick and the Dolphins will have the same record. I would have said, what was the make and model of the car that hit Patrick Mahomes that knocked him out for the season? Like, what virus did Patrick Mahomes contract? Did he contract the Galvatron variant of COVID that Tyler Morales has been sick with for 3 weeks now? And he's been out for so long. What did Dan Marino come back? It's like 1984 Dan Marino starting here for the Miami Dolphins. How's this possible? And at this moment right now, I feel like Ron Burgundy in Anchorman. I'm in a glass case of emotion. And I got so many different emotions coursing through my body right now. And it's not just that coffee I slugged down before the show. So many different conflicting emotions. There's my emotion as a sports bettor. And my emotion associated as a sports bettor with the 6-7 Kansas City Chiefs after last night's game. I'm pissed. I'm mad. I'm mad at this team. And the reason why I'm mad at the Kansas City Chiefs, it would be one thing if you watch these games and they suck and they're bad and they're just getting outclassed by the opposition. I'd be able to deal with that. I have been betting on sports for 20, like I'm legal. Like I can drink. My sports betting career can drink. I've been betting since 2004, 21 years. 21 years! I've made plenty of bets over the years. Plenty of futures bets. Bets that have lost. That have crashed and burned. Your boy has seen it all. And it's one thing when you make a futures bet, like Kansas City to win the Super Bowl, and the team just stinks, and you know that that team is DOA. D-E-D dead, D-U-N done, absolutely, as Vince McMahon's theme song would have you believe. No chance, da-na-na-na-na-na-na, no chance in hell you've got. That's not the Chiefs. They don't suck. They're not bad. They just can't get out of their own way, and it is inexplicable, and it's maddening to watch. Every Sunday, Monday, Thanksgiving, I can't even enjoy a damn holiday without this team ruining it for me and my futures positions. I gotta watch the Kansas City Chiefs lose games, not because they suck, but because they keep making unforced error after unforced error, and it's all the principals that are doing it. This is not like it's some scrub receiver that's fumbling the ball at the end of the game. No. 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 No, this is the future first ballot Hall of Fame tight end who has cost the Chiefs 3 games this season. 3 games. 2 focused on podcasts. 2 focused on cover shoots. Like cosplaying as the late, great Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon. Say hello to the bad guy. He is the bad guy. Only bad people cost other people money. Travis Kelce. Oh, week one. Runs the wrong route in Brazil and injures Xavier Worthy. Yeah, his head's in the game. Literally, like, second snap of the year. Let me run the wrong route and injure our first round pick from last year. Great job. Chiefs lose. Week two, against the Eagles. About to score a touchdown to take the lead instead, but ricochets off his chest into the arms of Andrew Mukuba. Chiefs lose that game to the Eagles. And then, last night, in the waning moments, back-to-back plays. Mahomes puts it right on the money, and Travis Kelce can't catch. He can't catch. But hey, everybody, don't worry, because on New Heights this week, tune in as Travis Kelce talks to Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, for a wide-ranging conversation. Can't wait. Travis Kelce will ask Tim Walz about the Somali population in Minneapolis. Nope, so it's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. He can't catch the ball in the big spots. But listen, the podcast is going to do huge numbers. It's okay, everybody. No worries. It's okay. Future first ballot Hall of Famer, Travis Kelce. And I'm not saying that to insult him. He is a future first ballot Hall of Famer. He's the second best tight end of my lifetime behind only Rob Gronkowski. He's unbelievable. He's an all-time great. Can't get out of his own way. How about Andy Reid? You know, I'm going to say, I don't mean what I'm about to say. But listen, I'm emotional right now, and I'm mad. So I'm going to say it. But I know enough to know that this isn't true, and I mean that. What if Andy Reid never had Patrick Mahomes? This is like Eagles Andy Reid. What if he never had Patrick? Does he ever win? Does he ever win a Super Bowl if he doesn't have Patrick Mahomes? Ever? I mean, could I coach the Chiefs to a Super Bowl win with Patrick Mahomes? I'm not saying I could. I'm also not saying I couldn't. Andy Reid blew the Thanksgiving game in Dallas for Kansas City with terrible decision-making. And then, last night, you know, our listeners, you know, our viewers, I've been consistent for over a decade on this. For as long as I've been talking about the NFL in the media, 2013, when I started doing content, right? I believe, this makes me sound like way more important than I am. I have been on the forefront of demanding coaches to be more aggressive during games. I'm not that important. But I have been saying it for a long time. And you know that for the 6 years, seven football seasons that this show has been on the air, I've been a proponent of coaches being more aggressive. Have I not? Andy Reid's decision to go for that 4th-and-1 from his own 31 at the start of the fourth quarter was, the craziest decision that any coach has made this entire season. And that includes Brian Callahan literally not knowing the rules of professional football and losing his job. It was indefensible. I don't care that your quarterback's Patrick Mahomes. The Texans offense couldn't get a damn first down. Couldn't move the ball at all. And you hand them the ball in field goal range and a tie game, and of course they end up taking the lead. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. This has been an F season for Andy Reid. The offense lacks imagination. They can't run the ball. It is absolutely terrible. And that's what's so hard for me to wrap my head around with this team. That it's not that they suck. They don't. They're good. They just can't. They can't not. They're cheddar bobbing it. Shoot yourself in the foot over and over again. On the other side, I've got some more emotion to share about the Kansas City Chiefs. And you want your pound of flesh from Nick Kostos? Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.